This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And joining me now from the lovely, lovely vicinity of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. How do, sir?
It's been a busy day around here. How's everything there?
I'm sure it is. So, what is it about the Rose Garden and the Democrats and gun control? Why do they always want to go there to have their announcements?
I'm not sure. Maybe they think it's somehow more palatable to tell people that you're going to make them criminals and take away some of their gun rights.
I remember Obama did it in 2013 when he was in the Rose Garden, and that was when universal background checks got defeated in the Senate, controlled by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Now we got this guy coming in here. Is this supposed to be a win by getting out there and saying we're going to clamp down on ghost guns?
You know, I don't know. And it's ironic because it was the Democrats who defeated Obama's background check, or the bill that Obama wanted. It was the Manchin-Toomey bill back then.
Right.
It's Democrats who are in control of Congress right now and defeated his first nominee to head the ATF, or as the president loves to call it, the AFT. It's Democrats are in control right now and have utterly ignored his call to outlaw the so-called assault weapon, to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, to do all the things that Biden keeps repeating over and over again. Because, make no mistake, today was deja vu all over again.
Right.
He could have taken all of his talking points from a year ago, and if you time travel to today, you'd think you're in the same day. He said the same thing that he said a year ago, and repeated a lot of the same garbage again. He called the ATF the AFT. He said that gun companies have more immunity than any other industry.
Right. Right.
He said it's illegal to buy cannons. He said that the same old garbage about hunters and deer and Kevlar vests. It's the same garbage over and over and over again. And you'd think the people who write his speeches in the White House would at least read the Washington Post, because the Washington Post has called him out on the immunity thing, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. That lie that he's told repeatedly over and over and over again. But I guess they just don't care. I guess they think that, you know, the average American doesn't know that he's lying. Even if the Washington Post, of all people, do. They have four Pinocchios when he originally told the lie, but of course he just tells it again and stands up there and he whispers and then he yells and he takes his Ray-Bans off and then he puts them back on. And then while he's talking, he walks away from the microphone and picks up an 80% lower and a jig from an incredibly scary looking ghost gun pistol. So yeah, it was just the same thing we've seen before, just repeated again this year.
Well, the thing about this, as far as the ghost guns are concerned, I don't care who he appoints to run the ATF or the AFT or whatever it's called. This is going to be a really rough road to hoe. I mean, this is going to get challenged in court in from so many different directions. It will eventually get to court. And in part of his speech, he's out there talking about 95% of all of the crime guns are bought from 5% of the gun dealers. Okay, yeah, how come the AFT hasn't clamped down on those guys?
Exactly. These are the alleged rogue gun dealers that he says are the real problem and that the AFT is going after and the DOJ is going after. And he wants cities and states around the country to use the recovery money that he shoveled at states, cities and states, to use them to hire more police officers. These are the same cities and states that have defunded their police operations.
Wouldn't that be a misappropriation of funds?
I don't know. He just sat there and looked in the camera and yelled, you know, just spend it. Spend it. We sent it to you. Spend it. And then he wants that he's apparently become a fan of Rudolph Giuliani in the 1990s, because he wants to bring back community policing, and he wants cops to know their neighborhoods. He didn't exactly say broken windows, but that's basically the next step.
Yeah.
So apparently he wants American cities to relearn the lessons that we learned a generation ago and that worked so well, but that these same cities and states have done a good job of dismantling over the last 30 years, especially in the last 2 years in particular, and has gotten us to where we are today, crime-wise.
Now, is it to be now his vendetta against ghost guns? Is this idea that the ATF or the AFT or whatever they're called, they've confiscated 20,000 of those? Something like that. I mean, is that where that comes from?
A huge number of they claim that the number of guns, of so-called ghost guns that have been recovered by police has gone up. I think he said 10 times or something like that. That's a load of garbage, because what most of those guns are serialized guns that had their serial numbers obliterated.
See, that was my.
But they're classified as ghosts. Yeah, because they're not being classified as ghost guns because. What do you know? They don't have a serial number anymore, so nobody can trace them. And it also serves the very convenient political goal of overstating the ghost gun problem in this country, which justifies the rule change that they announced today that the ATF has adopted.
Well, I mean, like I said, the ATF has adopted it. I mean, don't they have to put it out and wait for a comment period and everything else and all this other stuff before
that.
They've already done that.
Yeah, that all happened last year, and the ATF came out with that rule. And as you said, we're about to see a court challenge, which we can talk about.
We're coming up on the first break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is at the very top of the page. Go give it a read. I got a couple of questions just off of this one that I still need to ask the esteemed Mr. Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com editor-in-chief, and I noticed in this article we were just referencing that they decided to quote Rod Rosenstein.
Fox News ran a story on a number of Republican appointees or people who had served under Republican administration who were in support of Stephen Dettelbach, whose nomination to head the ATF.
Now, Rosenstein, as I remember, it wasn't like he and Trump had lunch a lot. He was sort of a polarizing figure during the Trump administration.
That seems like decades ago now.
I know.
was Rosenstein fired by Trump? I'm sorry, I have not.
I don't remember what it was, but I mean, getting out there and all of these guys that used to be in government getting out there and getting on the news going, well, I, of course, hardly endorse, Dettelbach because he's been in law enforcement a long time and he has done a lot of work against illegal guns. What exactly is an illegal gun?
Well, pretty much any gun, as far as they're concerned. But yeah. The issue here is the Dettelbach is going to be more difficult to shoot down than David Chipman was. David Chipman was a clown and had worked for gun control operations, both Everytown and Gifford. So he had a record. He was a true believer. He was a crazy-eyed hoplophobe who had no problem standing up and saying, assault weapons, quote unquote, should be banned. And then he had a more than questionable record from his years while working at the ATF. Dettelbach is going to be a harder target, and that, of course, is why the administration has chosen him. They apparently learned their lesson after the beating they took with Chipman nominating a currently working gun control advocate to run the ATF. This time they chose somebody who used to be a U.S. attorney. In Ohio, he was unanimously confirmed to be U.S. attorney in Ohio. While he may be every bit, and probably is, as anti-gun as David Chipman is, he doesn't have the gun control advocacy record that will make it nearly as easy to oppose him as it was with Chipman.
Well, my next question becomes, what difference does it make who is the head of the ATF as far as when you've got a president like Biden in place who figures out he thinks he can make law? Or that they can make law?
And they can to a great extent because of the problem we're going to see here with the ruling on so-called ghost guns. That law is going to be challenged in court. However, we've got a couple of problems with that. There's such a thing as Chevron and our deference.
Right.
That's a long-standing judicial precedent that says that federal court yields to a regulatory agency's interpretation of ambiguously written regulations. And gun laws in this country, the Gun Control Act of 1968, the Firearm Owners Protection Act, and certainly the NFA in 1934, these are all open to interpretation. What is a machine gun? Is a bump stock a machine gun? Is a force reset trigger a machine gun? Is an AR lower a firearm when an AR upper isn't? And does an AR upper have to be serialized? These are all questions that are open to interpretation. And based on Chevron and our deference, federal courts have deferred to quote-unquote expert agency whose business it is to regulate these things, and stood back and let them create these rules, except when their interpretations of law are just completely, obviously wrong. That kind of deference is something that many people think that the Supreme Court would love to take a bite out of and return a lot of power back to Congress, require them to write laws that people that are easily understood and interpreted. But whether anything like that happens is an excellent, something of a long shot.
Right.
I think the best thing we can hope for here is that we can get an injunction against the AR, or possibly against the enforcement of the ghost gun rule enforcement, and maybe that will take years in the court to adjudicate, and maybe by then you've got a different president who will instruct the ATF to do something different down the road.
Well, as far as returning things to Congress has, how much real legislation do they actually do? Don't they do a lot of continuing resolutions? They've given up a whole lot of their legislative power in favor of the easy way around the obstacle, haven't they?
Yeah, and they've abrogated a lot of that in favor of the executive branch and the courts, because a lot of what they don't want to, they're afraid to do themselves. They're happy to have the courts do it, and happy to have activist judges govern for them, so they don't have to take unpopular stance that might come back to bite them in the next election.
Gotcha. Hang on there, if you will, for me. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. This is a website that is the most prolific, especially with the breaking news part of it. They are all over what's going on right now with the ghost guns and the Dettelbach and all these other things. Full coverage. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns.
President Biden at the White House on Monday promoting a new federal rule designed to curb so-called ghost guns. Biden adding that lawmakers should enhance background checks and ban assault weapons. Americans are increasingly worried about inflation. A New York Fed Reserve poll found consumers fear inflation will rise above 6% over the next year. The survey also reflected increased anxiety over job security. The Dow giving the thumbs down to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow losing 413 points to close at 34308. You're listening to USA Radio News. According to a new report from Finance Buzz, drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump. The report showing they're spending more than 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is paying over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says women and children are bearing the brunt of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Women and children get displaced. Women and children get hurt. Women and children get raped and abused, and women and children die.
During her remarks, Linda Thomas-Greenfield specifically calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying bad things happen when men like him begin conflicts. Philadelphia is the first major city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate. The move comes as coronavirus cases continue to rise in the city. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Don't you love working with professionals, Dan? I'm spocking.
I'm happy to spock.
Speaking with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I saw this here on this. I haven't heard this challenged quite this way. The Alabama legislature has, established another Second Amendment sanctuary, which, to me, that template's been put in place with all the sanctuary cities for immigration. But...
Well, that doesn't count because that's on the other side of the political aisle, so...
Oh!
Those things are naturally okay.
Oh, so, I mean, okay. So it's not okay. There's some laws good, some laws bad. So let's talk about this. Who said to them? Now I know that there's. Certain people have. I spoke with Cam Edwards about this. Certain people have gotten out there and postulated that there is a way to do this, but for some reason, everybody seems to think that there's just no way to make this stick. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I'm not enough of a legal expert to know that, and we've got some legal cases that are going through the courts, specifically regarding the law in Missouri and a couple of others on this question. And the issue is, you know, to what extent can a state nullify a federal law? And pretty much they can't nullify a federal law. What they can do is prevent state employees from helping to enforce a law, a federal law, an executive order, that type of thing. They can't stop the FBI, the ATF, or other federal three-letter agencies coming in and enforcing federal law. Although the Missouri version of this law seems to skirt that line and make it illegal for local law enforcement agencies to work with those federal agencies in order to help them do that. And I'm not familiar enough with that, but that's being adjudicated too. Anyway, Alabama has now passed its own version of this kind of law, or at least the legislature has. I don't think the governor signed it into law yet, but I'm sure she will. And Democrats in the state are saying, look, you know, this makes you feel good and might look good in the next election, but none of this means anything. A state law can't supersede federal law. So that, if, you know, in this case, this piece of legislation is not worth the weight of the paper it's written on. Who knows? We shall see. The fact is none of these laws have really been tested yet.
Right.
To a certain extent, they are. Just, you know, a lot of performance art on the part of Republicans generally in these states, which, you know, they're playing to their constituents. Like, they're standing up for gun rights, saying, you know, nobody in this state is gonna help Biden enforce his unconstitutional gun laws. That's fine. But again, none of these laws have really been put into use or tested yet.
Well, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I wonder about. On January 6th, when they were getting together before, discounting everything else that happened on that day of January 6th, the Senate was meeting to certify the results of the election. And a bunch of Republicans had indicated that they were going to protest, but in the end, only two did, Cruz and Hawley. All the other Republicans that said they were going to do it, they just did not do it. Now, when it comes to constitutionality, if somebody gets out there and says, we know that this is a violation of the Constitution, but we're going to do it anyway, which Biden said that more than once. When they're going to do that, should the legislature be sitting back going, well, you know, we can't violate the Supremacy Clause? I mean, isn't legislation supposed to provide a solution so it doesn't have to go into a kinetic arena to where we're in a shooting war with somebody over something? Because I don't know how much more unconstitutional stuff the country can take.
Well, that's, of course, the intent of the founders. You know, we want to get to be at the point where these disputes are handled politically in houses of the legislature and among the chief executives in states and the executive branch. How far people are willing to put up with and comply with laws they think are unjust, invalid, unconstitutional, that's an angel from the head of a pin question that hasn't been answered, and I wouldn't presume to predict the outcome of, and I hope we never get to the point where we see where we tip over that edge.
I'll tell you my frustration with the process, okay? I, and just like millions of other people before me and since me, wore the uniform defending the country. And in a lot of ways, that was both figurative and literal. Now, I was a cold warrior. We won our war without firing a shot. We were pretty good at what we did. And at the same time, the idea that we would slide into an unconstitutional abyss in order to keep from doing the hard parts is what bothers me. Because I did the hard parts. While most people were sitting here not thinking about what I was doing, I was on a snow-swept place with 40-mile-per-hour wind, snow up to my fourth point of contact, standing guard over a bunch of stuff that we never ended up using. But still, we were there. And the Soviets stood down. They fell apart. They fell apart. Whatever geopolitical, all that other stuff out of the way. If we had not been there, they would have thought differently. Look what they're doing now. So, that's what bothers me. I don't want to sit here and say, well, let's be more civilized about this. Until the Vulcans come down, because we develop warp drive and we develop into a society of enhanced thinking and the nature of man all of a sudden takes an upswing, we're going to have guns. And these guys trying to take us away, take them away from us, you know, we'll just become a national New York.
Well,
you can answer that. You can answer. I'll tell you what. Answer that in the next segment, if you would. I am eager to hear your. Because sometimes Dan talks me down. Sometimes he talks me down. Sometimes I need talking down. But I digress. Go to thetruthaboutguns.com. All of these articles there. Gun reviews, political stuff, gun control. You know, what's developing in the culture itself. It's all there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman, and I was out there sort of pontificating, and he was going to reply to me. So please, if you would, sir.
Well, I don't have any great thoughts on the matter. You know, we're talking about avoiding things getting violent.
Kinetic, yeah.
In the country.
Which is the best way to go. That's the best way to go.
Yes, it's always good not to have violence in the country. We're talking about basically in terms of the popular response to political, let's call it tyranny, enacting unconstitutional laws.
Well, I mean, some of the approach that they take, some of the approach they take, like we're talking about, some of the things they might impose a la the rules and with the ATF, where it will be years in court and everything else. They're basically throwing stuff against the wall, knowing it's going to get challenged, knowing that nobody, knowing it's going to get pushback and resistance and all this other stuff. They do it anyway. They know that most of the people doing the pushing back are the law-abiding people. The criminals aren't out there going, well, you know, this law's a bridge too far. I think I may have to go and try to get my record expunged and get back in this voting thing. That's not happening. So, I mean, I think that's where my frustration comes, because I know the game they're playing is they're trying to run out the clock.
Well, let's look at how it was done. When Bill Clinton find the assault weapons ban back in, what was it, 92, 94? That bill passed the House and the Senate and was signed into law. Congress did what they did.
Sure.
Not long after, the Democrats lost both houses of Congress. They paid a huge political price. It wasn't just over that. But that was certainly part of it. There was health care issues as well.
Sure.
But
and that was a different brand of Democrat back then, too.
Well, certainly. I mean, it was a different country back then. But voters had recourse. If their congressman, who is somebody who lived in their district, and they can go out and see, you know, when he or she's back in the district, if their representative voted to outlaw so-called assault weapons back then, they could, and they did, vote against that person in the next election and threw the bums out. It's different now. Biden knew darn well that he couldn't get that kind of an assault weapons ban or the kind of gun regulation that Congress. There just aren't the votes there in either the House or probably in the House. Certainly not in the Senate. But maybe not even the House. The margin's close enough that there are red state Democrats that probably would have peeled off and voted against a serious gun control bill, but certainly an assault weapons ban. So he did it the only way he could, through executive branch regulatory action.
Right.
Well, you can't vote against the ATF. You can vote against Biden the next time he's up for election, assuming he runs in 2024, and he's still alive in 2024. So you can vote him out or whoever is running for the Democrats out, and hope that the next president, if he's of the other side, has the spine to undo the damage that Biden's done through his executive action. And, because the president can do pretty much what he wants through the executive branch, and the DOJ and the ATF are all part of the executive branch, and he can get those things changed. Remember back under Trump, decided, damn it, after Las Vegas, we're going to outlaw bump stocks. And he basically ordered the ATF to outlaw bump stocks. What the ATF did, they classified bump stocks as machine guns. Now, that may still be overturned, and hopefully it will. But that's just an example that an executive can get that kind of thing done if he or she wants to. So we can hope for that kind of thing.
Well,
personally, I'm not terribly optimistic, but it's possible.
And it's not just the Democrats, though. I've got a lot of frustration with Republicans, too. With Republicans that vote with the Democrats. And, I mean, they run as Republicans. Yeah.
Right. And Trump did that, and it was a horrible precedent. And
Trump did what?
He ordered the ATF to basically classify bump stocks as machine guns.
Now, why do you think he, and I have no personal knowledge of the inner workings of the NRA, but I know that the NRA was his, that he was coming to every NRA annual meeting, he was addressing the membership every year. 2016, he was there. 2017, 2019, and then we didn't have one in 2020, so he wasn't there. But, I mean, he was there for every other one of them, and what a pain it was to deal with the Secret Service, but that's beside the point. They had his ear, and they put out a sort of a statement about bump stocks, and he seemed to pick that up and run with it. Now...
Yeah, and... I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. My understanding is the conversations behind the scenes, and this is just what I've heard. My understanding was the conversation behind the scenes was, look, we need to do it this way, meaning we need to have the ATF outlaw these things to reduce the people were killed in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you don't do it that way, we're going to get something worse that actually comes through the legislative process, and it's going to be very difficult to veto.
That was part of what I heard. So while I do agree with you, it was a very bad precedent. At the same time, I think a lot of what we saw in Trump won, and you can agree with me or disagree with me on this. He wasn't really very experienced at... He's very good and very effective at getting things done, but he didn't understand the the optics of it all. And he didn't understand how to manage the optics of it all.
No, it's true. He didn't understand a lot of things, and he made a lot of bad hiring decisions as well.
He sure did.
And he made a lot of decisions to keep, even worse, he kept a lot of people he shouldn't have kept.
Yeah.
He should have flushed a whole lot of his predecessors' people out the door and didn't.
Well, now they've tried to make it out like you just can't, a president can't go fire. It's a good thing I'm not the president, because I'd be going out there going, hey, I heard about you. We got a pile of cardboard boxes out there. You're such a big important cat. You get two. Go ahead and get your stuff and get out of here. And I'd fire everybody. And when everybody's like, well, how will government run? Nobody's going to notice it. These people I get fired, they're not providing services. Every time they shut down the government, all we're doing is saving money. Doesn't really affect anything that I can tell. Social Security checks, yeah, maybe, but that's about it. But anyway, I'm going off on a rant here. It is certainly an interesting time. It's going to be, I'm waiting to see how November plays. And I, you know, Republicans, please run the right way and go look at your oath. Maybe that'll help you out with the way you talk about things and the way you regard things. And don't worry, Big D, the next time we have a chance to primary old Lindsey, I'm going to try. Whoever gets out there and wants to do it, I'm going to help him as much as he needs help. I tried it last time. Listen, we're running out of time. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to a legendary trainer named John Farnham. One of my favorites. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.